call on the first one.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the Senate Committee on Rules for July 2nd. And we have three bills that are all posted for work sessions, and I think we'll take them in order. So the first of those is House Bill 2464, and I'll begin by opening a work session on House Bill 2464B. And Patrick, could you tell us about this bill?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2464 is on a return trip to our committee, I understand. The measure, as it comes back to us from the floor, requires persons engaged in trade or business that makes payment for performance of construction services to make reports pays in the Department of Revenue. I can go on about the original bill, but I will just stick, Madam Chair, with the -B9 amendment, which we have before us. The -B9 amendment removes some of the pieces of the original bill and retains some other pieces of the original bill. The parts that are retained are the portion of the measure that specify, in addition to any other penalty provided by law, persons who fail to file or file an incomplete or incorrect return as required under RS 314-360 or 316-202 are subject to a penalty of $50 per return up to a maximum of $2,500. It also specifies, in addition to any other penalty provided by law, persons who knowingly fail or to file or knowingly file an incomplete or incorrect return as required under 314-360 or 316-202 are subject to a penalty of $250 per return up to a maximum of $25,000. We have received, it's a little unusual, we have received, instead of a fiscal impact statement, it is of a revised budget report. But it will suffice for the purposes of our paperwork requirement, Madam Chair, and also our revenue impact statement on the B9s, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much for that explanation, Patrick. And as Patrick just said, this bill did come to us from the floor. The B9 amendment, my understanding is, came from some work with the construction industry, specifically the home builders, and I see that the home builders are in the room. My understanding is they are now supportive of these B9 amendments, and that should take care of any concerns they had about the original bill, and I'm seeing head nodding on that. So, members, we are in a work session, and we do have a B9 amendment. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, move the B9 amendment to House Bill 2464B.
Thank you. Senator Beyer has moved the -B9 amendment to House Bill 2464. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Madam Chair?
Yes. Senator Starr.
To your knowledge, is there any opposition at all to this bill?
I am not aware of any opposition to this bill. If you're asking if there's anybody in the room who...
Madam Chair, I'm aware of some opposition to this bill.
I think Senator Farrioli
other than you.
Not other than me, Madam Chair.
Not aware of any...
Besides the good senator from John Day.
Not aware of any organizational opposition to this bill. I think the concerns had come from the home builders, and those, as you heard, have been addressed.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, great. So, we're on the amendment. Do we need to call the roll on the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? Amendment is adopted. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2464B as amended by the B9 to the floor with a due pass.
Okay, Senator Beyer has moved House Bill 2464B to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Senator Farrioli.
Madam Chair, I don't care how benign the amendments are.
Oh, please.
It just increases penalties and paperwork, so I'll be a no.
Okay, thank you, Senator Farrioli. Further discussion? Okay, Mike, could you please call the roll?
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Vice Chair Farrioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. And we, Senator Steiner Hayward, I believe, was the original carrier of this out of Ways and Means. I don't know, Senator Beyer, have you been working on this recently?
I'm not.
So why don't we ask Senator Steiner Hayward if she'll still carry it on the floor, and if so, then she'll be our carrier. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 2464 and open a work session on House Bill 3162B. And Patrick, could you tell us about this bill?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. When we met on Saturday, we Mike and I checked, we did not open a work session on this, so you'll note the ISMS says today is our first meeting. This is the measure that requires the OHA to maintain a list of designated high priority chemicals of concern for children's health used in children's products and post the list on the website. It defines mouthable and intentionally added chemical, and I could go on, Madam Chair, if you like, or I could just summarize the amendment which we have, which we did not have when we met last time. The amendment deletes the definition related to the term mouthable, and it specifies that the Oregon Health Authority may adopt rules necessary to implement provisions of the measure and delete sections related to the assessment and waiver requirements.
Okay, thanks, Patrick, for that explanation of the amendment. And as Patrick said, we did not ever open a hearing on this on Saturday because we didn't have any paperwork available. So even though we are in a work session, I think we could take some limited testimony. And I do see the proponents of the bill in the room. So, Angela, if you'd like to come forward. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Angela Crowley Cook from Oregon Environmental Council. So the amendments before you are a different version of the original bill. They focus only on the disclosure and reporting sections of the bill. So manufacturers of children's specified children's products would need to report to the Oregon Health Authority if they intentionally added one of the 19 chemicals on the list of chemicals of high concern to OHA. And that would be it for the rest of the bill would be taken out. And so this is, it's not the version of the bill that we hoped would go forward. However, we're still very happy with it. It's a great step forward in looking at the public health impacts of toxics in children's products and giving more information to the health authorities and to the public so we know what chemicals we're looking at that children are exposed to. And I think that concludes my testimony.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Any questions? Yes, Senator Farriola.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, would vaccinations or vaccines be considered a children's product?
Madam Chair, Senator Farriola, no, sir. Those are specifically exempted in the definition. If you look under the definition of children's cosmetics, pharmaceuticals approved by the U.S. FDA are excluded.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, Senator Beyer, did you have a question?
No.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, thank you for your testimony. And is there anyone else who feels compelled to testify on House Bill 3162 or these amendments? Okay, seeing no one, members, we are in a work session.
Madam Chair, move the B-18 amendments to House Bill 3162B.
Thank you. Senator Beyer has moved the B-18 amendment to House Bill 3162. Is there a discussion on the amendment? Is there objection to the amendment? Seeing none, amendment is adopted. Senator
Madam
Beyer.
Madam Chair, I'd move House Bill 3162B as amended by the B-18 amendments to the floor with a due pass.
Thank you. Senator Beyer has moved House Bill 3162B as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Senator Farrioli? Senator Starr? Okay. Is there, I guess I ask for discussion and there is none. So, Mike, would you please call the roll?
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
No.
Vice Chair Farrioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. Bill moves to the floor, and it looks like Senator Steiner Hayward is a chief sponsor of this bill, so we'll ask her to carry it on the floor if she's willing, and I'll close the work session on House Bill 3162B. And that just leaves one more bill, and I'll open a work session on House Bill 3528A. And Patrick, could you please tell us about this?
I will, Madam Chair. Thank you. House Bill 3528A exempts registered lobbyists from reporting to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission monies that are spent on lobbying other registered lobbyists. It specifies that the exemption does not apply if the person lobbied is a legislative official, executive official, or member of a state board or commission. The measure would sunset the exemption on June 30th, 2015, and has an emergency clause, so it would be effective and take effect upon passage and signature by the governor. We have before us no amendments on this bill, so it comes to us as is, Madam Chair. No fiscal or no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Okay, thank you for that explanation.
Sure.
So this is a bill that came to us just recently from the House via House Rules. I do see the Ethics Commission is in the room, and I'm sure there are other people who would be happy to talk about it if we needed testimony, but we are in a work session. So, Senator Farrioli?
Yes.
Anyone need to hear from the Ethics Commission an explanation? I don't see one. Okay, so Senator Farrioli.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3528 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Farrioli has moved House Bill 3528 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. We do need a volunteer to carry this bill on the floor because it's a committee bill, doesn't have any sponsors. Senator Starr will carry it. Thank you very much. So I'll close the work session on House Bill 3528. Members, we probably will have another meeting, but I don't know when. So with nothing, not today, not today. Okay, so with nothing further to come before us today, members, thank you, and we are adjourned.